Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for the Biden administration. They're under attack, of course, as every administration is at one time or another, but this one in particular, they're under attack on a number of fronts all at once. The COVID-19 front. A number of people are now saying that, look, the Biden administration has mishandled this challenge. Remember all those optimistic statements about how we were going to conquer COVID and go on to economic growth? And then economic news today, a disappointing jobs number, not a disaster, but the market continues its slide. At least by a couple of hundred points, and they've come to the point now of saying that, well, as long as it's not down 600 points or more, then that's supposed to be an okay thing. It's not an okay thing, and not for the people who have left the labor force. And the idea that we have businesses that are shut down, and Americans have experienced this, simply because people can't find folks to hire, that is a very serious matter. There are also cockamamie conspiracy theories about the American, the Omicron variant and where it comes from and what is the source of it and why is it here. And these go along with conspiracy theories that apparently people take seriously. And today's not a conspiracy day. We're not going to spend a full day on it. But honestly, I will give someone some time. If you're one of those people, and apparently there are many, many, many of them who actually believe that JFK Jr. is going to come back from where he has been hiding, having faked his own death, and that JFK Jr., who's now heading on toward Biden age, but that he is going to actually proclaim the reinstallation of President Trump. There are serious people who believe that. It made the front page of the Seattle Times because a local guy, they're still camped out in Dallas. What's going on? We're going to be speaking to Ruben Navarrete about what's going on with Latino voters. Reports everywhere that Latino voters are moving to the right, are moving toward a conservative position and moving toward the Republican Party and moving away from President Biden. In his estimation, is that true? If it is true, it's deeply consequential. Deeply, deeply consequential, because there is just no way that Democrats can win anything, certainly not the upcoming congressional elections, without a good turnout and an overwhelming margin among voters who identify as Latino or Hispanic, and no, virtually nobody wants to use the term Latinx, which is a ridiculous term that the woke establishment had tried to impose on people. And we are also going to be speaking about the fight here in the state of Washington to keep critical race theory, which is anti-American at its very essence, to keep that critical race theory out of our public schools, or at least prevent it from dominating our public schools, not to say that it can't be discussed. There's also a collection of pollsters, Democratic pollsters, who met in emergency session and are now saying that the trouble for the administration, the trouble for Democrats going into this election, is truly, truly devastating. And Peter DeFazio, longtime representative from the state of Oregon, Democrat, veteran liberal Democrat, actually he's more on the moderate side, I think one could say safely. He would at least portray himself that way. He is retiring after 36 years in Congress, there are now 19 Democrats that have called it quits, which also has a great impact on the upcoming election. And finally, what about the authorities charging the parents of this very, very sick young man, a 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, charging them with four cases of charges of manslaughter each? Manslaughter, of course, means that you have helped to cause a death. You have been part of causing a death, even though it wasn't intentional. Given the fact that they discovered that there was a message from his mother literally just hours before he committed those murders. This is Ethan Crumley in Michigan. The message, Ethan, don't do it. Should a mother who knows that's going on not have acted more forcefully to make sure police restrained and arrested their troubled son? We will get to that with Andy McCarthy, veteran prosecutor, also coming up on the MedVet Show. But first up, the economic news. The U.S. economy added a disappointing 210,000 jobs in November, even as the unemployment rate fell to a new pandemic low, reflecting a recovery complicated by ongoing and unprecedented pressures. The 4.2% unemployment rate, which is down from 4.6% in October, was particularly significant because it came as more workers returned to the workforce looking for jobs. During much of the pandemic, drops in the unemployment rate have at times come from workers leaving the workforce for a variety of reasons, including public health concerns, childcare challenges, and retirement. What all of this shows is the connection between the state of the pandemic and the state of the economy may not be as strong as people have always discussed. Here is President Joe Biden, who says he is struggling with a cold. You hardly recognize his voice, celebrating the good news today, and it is good news, on the unemployment rate. Clip two.
Today's news means that unemployment rate has now fallen by more than 2 percentage points since I took office. That's the fastest decline in a single year on record, and it's about 3 times faster than any other president in their first year in office. The number of people claiming unemployment has fallen from 18 million when I took office to 2 million this week, another record drop. We've also learned today that in November, 235,000 jobs were created in the private sector. And when they went back and recalibrated, they found the last 2 months, they found that job growth over the prior 2 months, September and October, actually created 82,000 more jobs than had previously been reported. Which means that we've averaged nearly 400,000 new jobs a month over the last 3 months, a solid pace.
Okay, but what is that solid pace driven by? There's a fantastic analysis in the Wall Street Journal under the heading America's Two-Track Jobs Recovery. What are the two tracks? The two tracks are Republicans and Democrats. And how do those tracks differ? Well, they differ concerning policies of lockdowns, which have not looked good in retrospect. Does that mean that vaccines are not necessary? No, it means nothing of the kind. Is there any indication here that the administration, which is struggling for good news and is definitely harmed by bad news about the pandemic? Anybody who suggests, as a Republican congressman has, that the Biden administration is actually hyping the pandemic to make it worse than it really is, clearly doesn't understand what the self-interest is of the Biden administration. They won't have any chance of competing in this upcoming election Things have to start getting better with COVID. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show, there is international news, which is pretty incredible. This regarding the Ethan Crumley case in Michigan, where tragically four young lives were destroyed. by a very, very sick 15-year-old who should never have been allowed to go to school on a normal basis. It's entirely inappropriate with these breaking news. And again, I'm following so many school shootings, I haven't heard anything like this. Ethan Crumbly's parents have gone missing after being charged with involuntary manslaughter over the deadly shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald announced the charges against James and Jennifer Crumbly today, 3 days after their 15-year-old son killed his four classmates and wounded seven others, some of them severely wounded. The parents were supposed to be arraigned, in other words, brought up on charges, half hour from now. I mean, it's supposed to happen soon. 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Okay. But however, as of 3 p.m. when we started this show, a fugitive team was reportedly searching for them to serve arrest warrants. The prosecutor, Ms. McDonald, revealed new details about contact the school had with Mr. Crumbly's parents before the shooting. On Monday, the parents were notified that a teacher found Mr. Crumbly searching for ammunition. That would be the 15-year-old. And Jennifer Crumbly, his mother, then allegedly texted her son in response, quote, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. Okay, just let that sink in. Think of what that means in context. Tuesday morning, the day of the shooting, the parents were called into a meeting with Mr. Crumbly, with Ethan, their son, and administrators, after another teacher found a note on his desk with a drawing of a handgun and the words, "The thoughts won't stop, help me." And so they get a call like that. This is the child for whom they bought a gun on the Friday after Thanksgiving, shortly before the shooting. The parents allegedly insisted that Ethan be allowed to return to class, and 3 hours after the meeting was over, he carried out the massacre. When she heard reports of an active shooter, Jennifer Crumbly allegedly texted her son, "Ethan, don't do it." As she had no way of knowing it was Ethan at that point, except she knew. Oakland County's fugitive apprehension team is reportedly searching for Jennifer and James Crumbly to arrest them on charges of involuntary manslaughter. A judge signed off on the charges just after noon today, Eastern Time, after which authorities said they would perform arrests. However, as of 3 p.m., the parents have not been located and they have stopped communicating with their attorney. Police are said to be searching for the parents of Oxford School shooting. There's more. We will keep you up to date on this. Again, obviously it's complicated to try to ever blame someone else for a horrible deed of just massive evil. Massive evil. And yet, in a case like this, where there are so many danger signs, the participation of parents, for his mother to send him a message that says, "Don't get caught," whose side is she on? This is extraordinary, and we'll talk about the legal ramifications of this and the idea of indicting parents on four charges of manslaughter each. We'll talk about with former prosecutor Andy McCarthy coming up. Meanwhile, more on President Biden, who was extremely happy about the unemployment rate going down and more people entering the workforce. But there is not a sense of confidence about the U.S. economy, and the market isn't responding well. And basically, they reported 210,000 job gains. They had predicted 500,000. And then Peter Ducey, who's getting to be a really very skillful and audacious White House reporter, and again, President Biden's main tormentor, asked him about his state of health, given the way he sounded. And that's a legitimate question. Everybody has to notice the president doesn't sound normal. This is what Peter Ducey of Fox News asked President Biden this morning. Clip 5.
Your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see, a COVID test. I have it checking for all the strands. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he'd been kissing it anyway. So, but it's just a cold.
Okay, just a cold. And meanwhile, it's more serious about this concerning the state of the virus. Because when Biden ran for president, he promised that we wouldn't shut down America. No, we would shut down the virus. Well, that clearly hasn't happened to date. And Ducey called him out on it today. And you'll note the way that Biden has revised one of his campaign slogans by now saying that we need to shut it down worldwide. But it wouldn't be a good idea to start with America? How about America first when it comes to shutting down the virus? Here is Ducey's question about shutting the virus down. Number 13.
Are you no longer going to shut it down?
No, we got to beat it back before we shut it down. Look, this is going to take time worldwide. In order to beat COVID, you have to shut it down worldwide.
Okay, that's perhaps true, but the idea that it's going to take time, this is President Biden's biggest mistake among many, many, many. Talking about those mistakes, what that means to Latino voters, and are they shifting to the right? And if so, why? We'll talk about that with Ruben Navarrete, the economy, COVID, and more, coming up on The Medved Show.
Lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A county prosecutor in Michigan on Friday charged the parents of Ethan Crumbly, the sophomore accused of killing four classmates this week with a semi-automatic handgun, with four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
These charges are intended to hold the individuals who contributed to this tragedy accountable and also send a message that gun owners have a responsibility.
That's Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. President Biden is facing more questions about the growing COVID Omicron variant threat in the United States. Talking with reporters at the White House, Biden says the government is moving aggressively to deal with the threat.
In the United States of America, we're doing everything that needs to be done to take care of the American people within our borders.
The president adding that he's dealing with a cold. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Always a pleasure to welcome my friend Ruben Navarrete onto the show. He is a nationally syndicated columnist. His twice weekly column offers new thinking on many of the major issues of the day, thinking that isn't easily stereotyped as extreme liberal or extreme conservative or anything extreme at all. His commentary is syndicated worldwide by the Washington Post Writers Group, and he has a new piece about white parents finally learning what Latino and black parents already know, which is that schools disrespect parents. Ruben, congratulations on the piece, and thanks for joining us, and happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas.
Michael, my friend, happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Right now, there's a great deal of attention to the daily dwindling Democratic prospects for the election coming up in 2022. And one of the reasons for it is a perceived shift in Latino voters, a shift away from the Democratic Party. First of all, do you think that's true? Second of all, why do you think it's happening?
It is true. I think it's true for at least three reasons. One is that the Democratic Party has, for the last 20 years, catered to the coast. It's done East Coast and West Coast and ignored flyover country, all those folks who live in the middle. Secondly, it's leaned into the money, which means it's leaned into labor area of education. It's leaned into teachers' unions and basically done the bidding of teachers' unions, whatever unions want them to do, even if it hurts black and brown parents and their kids. And lastly, that's because, as we've all seen, the Democratic Party has lurched further to the left. And if the paradox is it elects a moderate like Joe Biden, who is a moderate next to someone like Bernie Sanders, and then tries to make the moderate into a Bernie Sanders. And so, yeah, the Democratic Party is in a really deep hole. I think, like a lot of folks, I expect that the House and Senate will flip to the Republicans next time around. And there are various reasons for that. Three big issues, I think, are going to be inflation, vaccines, and immigration. But the Democrats have a weak hand going into 2022.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is there's a big analysis that was, again, is published in the New York Times, and good for them for being so frank about the desperate situation of the Democrats. There's a pollster named Brian Stryker who assembled a group of other centrist and liberal pollsters to say what's going on here. And basically what he's saying is the big issue isn't immigration for white people, for Latino people, or for black people. The issue really is the same, and it's working heavily against Biden and the Democrats. The issue is the economy and the economy and the economy. And that ultimately when people get depressed about their economic prospects, that hurts the party in power, doesn't it?
It does. And think about what happened in Virginia. You had two different messages coming out of Virginia. On the one hand, Terry McAuliffe deserved to lose that race. He focused on national issues. He brought in former presidents. Glenn Youngkin, the eventual victor, focused on the grocery tax, the gas tax, how difficult it was to make ends meet at the dinner table, you know, and figure out the bills. And that paid off for the Republicans. So, yeah, they pushed the economy. But here's the other part of it. It doesn't hurt in politics, Michael, to throw out red meat to your base. And if you're a Democrat, you throw out the red meat to the classes folks, to folks who are into class envy and class warfare. You talk about how the rich don't pay their fair share. But if you're a Republican, what you do in a state like Virginia is you play up critical race theory. So when the Republicans in Virginia were not talking about the economy and grocery taxes, they were talking about critical race theory. Race has been a part of the discussion all along. Both parties play that game. The Democrats play with regard to class. The Republicans play with regard to race. In the case of Virginia, though, who should show up, to your earlier point, and support Glenn Youngkin but Latino parents who felt pushed aside by the public schools, who value their kids' education above everything, and who felt that parents should have more of a say in their kids' education. So education turned out to be a really big winning issue for Republicans in Virginia with Latinos.
And I think with everybody, really, because one of the things that we found, what I've been saying about this is it seems to me that what the Republicans should emphasize is the two major issues should be education, where people are really worried that the interruptions of the pandemic, however you feel about them and their necessity, those interruptions may have permanently damaged a lot of schools. And then the issue of crime, which is also, that's a huge issue in the Latino community, isn't it?
It is, and I think that high-profile cases like the Kyle Rittenhouse case and others, you know, really point to what happens when law enforcement doesn't do its job and basically says during a riot we're going to let, you know, buildings burn and the like. It sets in motion a bad series of events that lead to bad things happening. So, yeah, crime is of importance. The Latino community, not unlike the Jewish community, is a paradox. We're both conservative and liberal. We're conservative in some things, liberal in others. But inherently, I think at baseline, we're conservative people. And that's why Ronald Reagan got 40% of the Latino vote in 1984. George Bush, 20 years later, got 44%. Famously, Lionel Sosa went to the Republican strategist and advertising guy, was meeting with Karl Rove. And I heard this from Lionel Sosa directly, and Karl Rove and George W. Bush. George W. Bush says to Lionel Sosa in 2004, how much money do you need for this target in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas to go after Latino votes? And Sosa says, I need $1 million. Bush turns to Karl Rove and says, give him $2 million. That's the kind of thinking Republicans need to employ if they want to go after the Latino vote. If you pay attention to Latinos and go where we are and speak our language, and I don't mean Spanish, you're going to be rewarded.
And where are you can hang with us. Can you hang with us for another segment here?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, great. Because I want to ask you, what about the idea of critical race theory? This really goes to the point that attempts to divide America into a binary scheme. It's just whites or non-whites. Where are Latinos concerning critical race theory, the idea that slavery really represents the Central American institution in the development of this country?
Latinos are, I think, in favor of a fairer retelling of history, their own history included, but they don't like the oversimplification of the issue in a black-white binary sense. And I don't think that they believe that the far left is right in portraying this only about the teaching of, say, black history, and not about things like white privilege, but they don't think that the right is right either, that somehow this is, you know, the end of civilization as we know it. I listened to this debate very carefully, Michael, and I don't really feel satisfied by the far right or the far left. I don't learn anything from hearing Tom Cotton on the right or Whoopi Goldberg on the left. I just don't. I don't think they're either very well informed on this issue.
Are those our two choices?
Are those our two choices? I think so. I think the loudest voices on the far right and the far left, apparently, the less you know for race theory, the more likely you are to be thought of as an expert on either the right or the left.
Which is, I think, a very, very good observation. The difficulty about critical race theory, it seems to me, is people are using it as sort of a code word for a general anti-Americanism, which is extremely intense on the left, where, as a matter of fact, there's even polling that shows that a majority of Democrats think, are close to a majority, think the world would be better off if America were more like the rest of the world, rather than the rest of the world being like America. We'll get to more with Ruben Navarrete, including the economic news today, coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion-dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
On the Michael Medved Show, speaking with my friend Ruben Navarrete about the upcoming election, about the issues, about the national mood this Christmas season. It's supposed to be a more cheerful mood. Of course, you don't always have cheerful news. We have the awful details of this school shooting in Michigan, and which is... as a parent, and I know somebody who takes your job as a dad very seriously, Ruben, what do you make of this? What does the idea that the parents are called into a school meeting? You're talking here about how
right.
teachers don't respect parents. Here's a situation where parents are called in for a school meeting. It's been twice they've been called in because their young man is drawing pictures of blood and guns and saying he feels a compulsion to basically kill people. They go in right. for a meeting, they go home, and then that day when he leaves the principal's office, he goes into right. the bathroom, he takes his gun, his new gun that his dad got for him, out of his backpack, and then comes out of the bathroom and starts shooting people and killing them.
Right.
What do we learn?
So, Michael, you know, the headline from this story today, the most recent development, obviously, is we had been waiting to see if the parents were going to be charged, and they are being charged with criminal negligence, right?
And they're fugitives. They've run away. They were supposed to be arraigned now.
Yeah. This is a case from start to finish of adults behaving badly. And I think that I was talking to somebody just this morning about it. I think we have been too lenient on parents in this country. We have endless debates about whether we should be lenient or strict with our teenagers and our kids. But we've been too lenient as a society about what it takes to be, quote, a bad parent. I think that we are very reluctant to judge other people as bad parents. The only time we call a father a bad parent is when they don't pay child support after a divorce. We say they're a deadbeat dad. Well, what I learned in the last couple of days is that there are lots of ways to be a bad dad. And one of them is to buy a gun for your son. Another one is to buy a gun for yourself and fail to secure the gun in a way that your son can grab hold of it. And maybe a third way is when you have a meeting the very same day with school officials and all these things come out, you just can't simply go home. If anything, when you leave the school premises, you should take your son with you. And the school should, in fact, say, your kid is not here. We're not safe with him here. You must take him and keep him, you know, and until this cools out somehow. And none of that happened in this case. So I guess I've learned that there's lots of different ways to be a bad parent, and that we have been, as other parents, and I know you
are a terrific dad, and I've seen that firsthand in the way that you deal with your three kids. And we are, as good dads, I think, very lenient about parents who do the wrong thing. And this was a case where parents seem to be very much at fault. Just think of all the school shootings we've gone through. We always have the same debate. It's always about guns or mental illness or video games. It's never about parenting. We never, ever, ever make it about parenting, and we need to start doing that.
Well, it's fascinating. That's an assumption. There are a bunch of these school shootings. I remember the Columbine shooters. They looked and they looked and they looked. They apparently had pretty good home lives. They had decent parents. And the idea that there's a different picture here in Michigan, there clearly is.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Columbine, Rick, we found out in the days after that that one of them was building a bomb, building bomb materials in his bedroom. And it was a whole debate about, as a parent, you know, is a good parent also part detective? You know, and do they let kids behind a locked bedroom door do whatever they want, including building bombs? And then there are other cases where in Sandy Hook, the person who got a hold of that gun, it was from his mom's gun locker. The mom did everything, bought the gun legally, you know, had it, stored it, but the teenager found a way into it, the 21-year-old, I think, found a way into it and ultimately committed this crime. And so it's a really sticky part of the debate. I can see why we don't jump into it. But this case in Michigan, I was glad to see the parents charged because either it's the gun or it's the fact that they were meeting with the school. They saw the drawings and the pictures. They had every warning. Literally, I just heard in the break, I was listening to the tape, that the mother had basically texted the son back after the meeting, but after he went to the bathroom, saying, don't do it. I mean, that's a cryptic message, right? When she's saying to the son, don't do it, well, what's it? She must have some inkling of what's possible, and that is ultimately one of the reasons I think they're on the run.
Okay, one of the things that's interesting about that, they haven't established the timing exactly yet, but there is some indication that she may have sent him that text message, and it's a text message, not an email, that she sent him that text message after the news had broken that there was a shooting at the school.
Well, Ben, wouldn't the message have read, what did you do? Or, you know,
what's most scary to me is when she says, don't do it, she immediately recognized that if there was a shooting at that school, she knew who it was, which is...
Think about that, right. I think a lot of it comes down to the gun. I think a lot of it does come down to the gun. Ultimately, if you are a parent and you buy your 15-year-old a gun, you're guilty. You're guilty of a lot of things that happen after that. If you merely buy a gun and fail to secure it in such a way that then you're also going to be guilty of at least criminal negligence. But I have family members and others, friends of mine I know, who are much too permissive when it comes to taking their kids to the gun range. You know, I believe that you should take your teenagers to the miniature golf course. I don't believe you should take your teenagers to the gun range.
Are you saying now, again, there are a lot of people out there who are listening to this who are very law-abiding people, who are very responsible, and who enjoy going out to the gun range or enjoy going hunting with children. You're not saying that that should be prohibited. Your dad was a cop, right?
Yeah, exactly. And because my dad was a cop, I always grew up with a very healthy appreciation of guns. I have no fascination with guns. I don't love guns. I don't play with guns. I grew up in a living room den with a Winchester above the fireplace. There were always guns in the house. My dad, you know, had taken me to the range when I was older. I knew how to handle guns, but because of that, I have no fascination with guns. And I'm about as far from a gun nut as you can be. And so because of that, I do think that you have to use common sense. And if you have a 13 or a 14-year-old, and you want an activity for them, maybe you don't want to go out and show them how to shoot a gun. I do think that when you buy an AR-15 and it costs $1,500, the first thing you want to do, Michael, is go out and shoot it. You get a toy, you want to play with your toy. So they want to go out into the country someplace and shoot cans. This is not, I think, healthy behavior for someone. We have gun laws that say at 18 or 21, these things can happen for a reason. So that's really my beef with it. I really am nervous about...
I'm not sure I understand what you're calling for. Is this a plea to law-abiding gun owners, or is this a call for new government action and new legislation?
It's a plea for common sense on the part of gun owners to say, look, if you don't trust your 18-year-old to not go drinking, the 21-year-old in a bar, we don't let a 21-year-old into a casino, then we ought to take seriously the idea that someone like Kyle Rittenhouse could be 17 years old walking the streets of Kenosha with a semi-automatic rifle. We have laws and age requirements for a reason, because it's thought that you have a certain amount of common sense and reasonableness at 18 or 21. And I just don't think it's necessary for you to take your kid out for an outing on a Friday night to the gun range and then post on Facebook pictures of your kid shooting a semi-automatic weapon, because I grew up around guns, and guns have no fascination for me, and I think that that has really desensitized me to the allure of guns.
Well, one of the things that I think people need to talk about here is if you look at schools right now, I think most schools prohibit kids from bringing guns to school, right?
Right, but we haven't even talked about the parents. See, that we always fall back on what the school should do, government should do, or this law or that law. I'm talking about a parent sitting the kid down and saying, this is what a gun does. This is what a gun does to the human body. You don't play with the gun. I mean, my dad had this conversation with me in a loaded gun when I was 8 years old to make sure I wasn't playing, you know, with a gun. We never had a gun safe in our house, and nobody ever went near that gun.
Well, I say, again, God bless you and your family and your dad and your whole family now. Ruben Navarrete, you can read his most recent column about teachers disrespecting parents. Why? You need to read the column at the Michael Medved Show in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.